Introducing Tools for Living Your Fullest Life. This is Life's Toolbox with Kenny Brixey on Empower Radio. Now, here's your host, Kenny Brixey.
Welcome to Life's Toolbox, where each week we introduce tools that will assist you in opening awareness to your own incredible awesomeness and empower your journey to authentic living. Thank you so much for tuning into the show. Well, this week, our tool is Be Present for Christmas. Christmas is coming up a week from today. Well, it is if you're listening to the show on the original broadcast. If not, then it's going to be some other time frame. However, Christmas is right here. Let's go ahead and get my disclaimer out of the way now. There are something like 28 major religious holidays this time of year. I do not discount any of them, and I wish you the very best and happiest of holidays, whichever one you celebrate or honor. I talk about Christmas simply because this is the one that I'm the most familiar with. And what I talk about today holds true for all of you, not just those celebrating Christmas. So please know that I truly mean it when I say happy holidays to you all. Now, on to our talk. Many of us are in a mad rush to get things done. The stress is ramping up for the last-minute shoppers, or those of you who are throwing holiday parties, you're probably feeling it as well. Some of you may already have dealt with all the shopping, and your parties are already done, and you're sitting back taking it easy, waiting for the big day. If you're in that category, congratulations. Like Santa, I hope you all made a list of what you want to get done before Christmas or whatever holiday you're celebrating, and I hope that you check it twice. We are going to chat about a beautiful holiday list a little later on. There is nothing more aggravating or stressful than that last minute thing that you wanted to get done and you forgot about it until the last minute. Or you may be one of those people who get the list done but feel like you have to keep doing things, like you need to do more. So you keep doing more and more and more. For all of you, a list is a very good idea. Some make a list of all that you want to get done before the holidays. If you don't make that, please do. And then put a tick mark beside every item on that list. It really does help. Have you bought all your presents that you need to buy? You know, we have a list. My wife and I have this list going about all the presents we need to buy so we don't forget something. Are those gifts wrapped and underneath the tree? Have you mailed the packages that need to go to people that you're not going to be able to spend time with during the holiday season? Have you bought all the food that you need to prepare for your holiday feast or your parties? Have you made the cookies yet? How about the decorations? Have you hung all the lights in the stockings, and have you made it out to tour the neighborhood lights? Or are you like me and have not even started any of those things? Not the shopping, not the lights, nothing. I actually have not done anything yet to prepare for the holiday festivities other than a few decorations, and that was because my wife asked me to, and she did most of it because she likes doing it. I have to be honest there. It does not mean that I like the holidays any less than others. I just do not get into the shopping and the lights and the other aspects of the season until closer to Christmas Day. I still feel the holiday spirit and enjoy the lifted spirits of most people I meet, and I do expend many well wishes for the season and a Merry Christmas to most people I meet. You know, in my book, there's no certain way of enjoying the holidays that's right or wrong. The key is just to authentically enjoy the season. However you participate in the holiday season, if you are like the majority of the people in this world, you tend to follow a routine, particular traditions, like the timeline that you have for shopping and activities and decorating. Most of us have a plan, and we kind of know how things are going to get done. All gifts are to be bought by a certain day. There's certain parties that you're going to attend. Decorations need to be up by such and such date. You know, as creatures of habits, we humans tend to follow an unwritten guideline for when we do everything. Well, it's not always unwritten. I do know a few people who have a very detailed written plan for how the holidays will come together. More power to them if it works for them. Of course, if we get behind our internal or written timeline, we feel stress and anxiety. If we are ahead of our timeline, some of us feel more at ease. And then, like I said earlier, some folks tend to fill that extra time with more and more stuff. And then all of a sudden they feel like they're behind again. And then they're back into that race, back into that stress and that anxiety. For some people, the guidelines and the deadlines they set for themselves work. For others, the deadlines and list are merely a trigger for that stress. For some people, the list is not really that important. They use it more as a guideline to make sure they do not forget anything. For others, they just seem to go with the flow. I tend to gracefully fall into that go with the flow category. It probably causes my wife some undue stress because she likes the lists and the plans. But after 24 years of marriage, I think she's beginning to understand me and anticipate my methods. And now that I think about it, she probably plans ahead for my go with the flow mentality and knows me well enough to know when I will get things done. Even though I may seem unorganized when it comes to preparing for the holidays, I do get everything done that I feel needs to get done, and it works for my wife and I both. So I'm not going to be too hard on myself here. The truth here is that there is not a specific set of rules governing how and when to get everything done unless you wrote it for yourself. Or you might have some controlling people around you that gave you a list to follow. If you do have folks telling you how to experience the holidays, be sure you find a way to be happy. If you do not know how to tell the controlling influence in your life that the list is not working for you, it's still up to you to figure out how to be happy through the whole process. You know, we can discuss ways of dealing with controlling and intimidating people on another show, and there's plenty of material for that. This all falls under the self-care tools that we speak of often here on the show. So consider your self-care. Consider your happiness with however you're experiencing the holidays. Here's the trick, though, for getting things done for the holiday. The master key, if you will. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy what you're doing. Do you enjoy shopping? How about decorating? How about the cooking? If you are not enjoying it, step back and take a look at how you're doing it. Can you still do those things and find a way to enjoy them? If not, can you do something different and find a way to enjoy yourself through the process? You know, my wife and I make a game out of shopping each year. Sometimes it's just to see how creative we can get with the presents that we give. One year, we walked into a store. We had this list of all the presents we were going to buy. We split that list down the middle. I gave her half. She gave me half. And we took off. We gave ourselves 10 minutes to run through the store and get everything that we wanted. You know, while we didn't complete it in the 10 minutes, we had a blast trying to do it. A couple of years ago, we had Pam Thomas on the show, and we talked about the shoulds of the holiday. We chatted about those things we think we should do because it's what is expected of us or because it has been passed down through the generations. If you are doing something because it should be done, stop. Find a different way. You do have choices. If what you are doing holds no meaning at all for you, stop and look for something else or a different way of doing it. There is absolutely no sense in buying the perfect gift if the process of buying it stresses you out and causes anxiety, grief, regret, or any of those other negative feelings. If you are buying something because you think it will win favor with someone, don't buy it. No gift will earn you long-lasting favor or respect. Only your authenticity can do that. So anyway, back to our holiday list. I saw a great Christmas list a few years ago, one that many of us can relate to. There was not too much on it that does not come under the norm for most of us this time of year. But this list was transformed, and we'll get into that in a second. So the list had only 6 to-do items on it. Buy presents, wrap gifts, send gifts, shop for food, make cookies, see the lights. There's absolutely nothing at all wrong with this list. In fact, if you do all of these things from your heart, if you add heartfelt meaning to each of these items, then you have gifted yourself a pretty amazing holiday experience. If you do all these things and share that experience with someone else, you have given someone else a wonderful gift of the season as well. There can be so much love in these to-do items if we allow ourselves to feel it. We can create some great times with our friends and loved ones through any one of these items, or We can allow these items to be chores that have to be done before a deadline. We have a choice. The holiday season invites us to add more of our heart into everything we do, even those things that are not holiday related. You know, have you noticed people around you are a little bit kinder this time of year? At a local coffee shop, the barrister had a larger than normal smile. When I asked her about it, she didn't have an answer other than she just felt happy. She was doing the same job, serving the same people, serving the same product. She was just happier about what she was doing. This is the season in action. You may have noticed the people helping you in the stores are a little bit nicer than normal, even though their job's stress level is higher this time of year. I know for me, everywhere I've been over the past few days, kindness, compassion, and love are a little more available, a little more noticeable. Yeah, I know, maybe it's just me, but I think most people want to be happier and kinder this time of year. So let's get back to our Christmas list that we started a few minutes ago. The transformations of the items on this list are absolutely outstanding. I just love them. The first item on the list was buy presents. The adjusted item now reads be present. It can transform even more and become be the present. But of course, to be the present, you have to be present. So we'll stick with that. This is just what we've been talking about, and a common topic here on Life's Toolbox. Being present simply means that we are right here, right now. We're not off in the future worried about what tomorrow holds. We're not worried about Uncle Joe and what he might do over the holidays, what he might say. We're not fretting over something that we said yesterday or some task that did not get completed. When we are present, we are totally available to the people around us, and we are totally available and open to experience life with ourselves, with others. When we are present, we are fully in the moment, which means love is available to give and receive. Being present has no judgment and no comparison. It is simply being perfectly you right now. If you slow down and think about that for a moment, you discover some pretty cool things about you. The stress of being something you are not is gone when you are present. Being present allows you to be you and nothing else. How perfect is that? So number one on our list is be present. The next item on the original list was wrap gifts. The adjusted item now reads, wrap someone in a hug. A hug is so comforting. There is so much goodness passed when a hug is given. A hug is so important that in a seminar I teach, we teach people how to hug properly. The beauty of a hug is that in giving one, you cannot help but receive one. Even if the other person does not embrace you with their arms, you receive the benefits through your embrace of them. You receive the goodness of that person. Now, we do not hug for our own benefit. We do not run around hugging people just so we feel better. When it becomes a selfish thing, it quickly becomes an attack on the other person's personal space. It is just that when we give a hug from our heart, when we include our intent to share love, we receive as well. So number two on our list is now wrap someone in a hug. The third item on our list started out as send gifts and is now transformed into send love. Folks, no matter which of the more than 28 religious holidays and beliefs you are celebrating, the common theme of them all this time of year is light and love. Even if you choose not to participate in any religious celebrations, you will improve your life and this world each time you send love. No greater gift can be given than that. It is so easy to do. You do it when you're compassionate towards someone else. You do it when you're kind to someone else. You do it when you smile. You do it when you offer a loving word. All of these things radiate love and light into the world. And these are just a tip of the iceberg of ways that you can send love. Another idea is when you hold the door open for someone, add a piece of your heart in the action by thinking a kind thought about that person. Or extend on that even and offer a kind word while you're holding the door open. Sending love costs nothing. In fact, like a hug, each time we share our love, we receive love back. You know, maybe not directly from the person that we sent love to, but we expand the love in our own heart. We expand the love in the world. And that is a great benefit for us all. every time we express love out into the world, more love comes back to us. So send love out without any expectation of it coming back to you, and the gift you receive will be huge. So number three on our list is now send love. The next item on the list really touches my heart in a big way. The original item was shop for food. The adjusted item or the transformed item is on this Christmas list is donate food. Folks, I cannot tell you what an amazing gift this is to others. I can't even begin to express what an amazing gift this can be to you, but I'm going to try. If you have never visited a food bank, do so. Even better, load up your car with non-perishable items and go volunteer to work at one for a few hours as you donate. Meet the people who benefit from your generosity and listen to what they have to say. At Thanksgiving a few years ago, my wife's company volunteered to work at a food bank near their office and asked me to join them. It was absolutely incredible. I was watching this whole staff from her company get in and stock shelves and run the cash registers and it was not really cash registers but the checkout lines. They were so into it. It was, you could tell that they were loving everything they were doing. I was so touched by the work that they were doing and how everyone jumped on board. It was just amazing to me. I had the beautiful opportunity to talk to some of the folks who came in and were receiving the services. And I can't tell you how touched I was by their stories. Not all of them are hard stories either. Some of them were just kind of down on your luck type things. Some of them were folks just having a rough go. Some of them were bad, or what we would consider bad. But folks, each one of these stories just resonated within me. Most of us can afford to give the gift of a meal or two or more. Please consider doing so. You know, it saddens me that there are people, I mean, some really awesome and amazing people out there who are going to be struggling to have food on the table this Christmas and many other days of the year. While most of us will be diving into a feast, some will go without. Now, please don't get me wrong. I'm not making an attempt whatsoever at guilting you into donating food or volunteering your time. Not at all. You worked hard for what you have, and you deserve to have a wonderful holiday. All I am saying is that when we are in a position to assist someone else to rise above a negative situation, when we do, we are gifting hope, love, and peace. If you cannot give food, consider volunteering at a soup line or some other place offering Christmas meals. These opportunities are everywhere. Even in my small town of about 5,000 people, a restaurant opens each Christmas day and serves free meals to folks who would not have a meal any other way. And they love for people to come volunteer to help them out. We can all pitch in some way. So remember, number four on our list is donate food, or at least some time. If you don't have the food or the time to donate, donate money. And if you can't do any of that, send love. Send compassion. Send whatever positive energy you can into that situation. Number five on the original list reads, make cookies. The adjustment on this item is one of the best on the list. It changes from make cookies to make memories. We often fall into that same old routine year after year after year. When we do the same old things the same old way, we often are just going through the motions. When we do this, we tend to release the opportunity to make new memories. We sometimes forget to share the experience. Someone I know was in such a race to get all the decorations up for the grandkids to see, they missed out on the experience of enjoying the wonder of seeing the grandkids pitch in and help put these decorations up. In a rush to get the cookies made so that the grandkids would have their treats, they missed the chance of seeing the kids light up with joy in helping bake the cookies. They missed the opportunity to see the flour and the dough all over the kids and the mess that was made and all the fun that was being had. Slow down for a moment and just think about how the action you are about to take can become a memory that you will treasure or that someone else will treasure. You know, I remember around the holidays sitting on the kitchen counters helping my mom and grandmother make the holiday meals. That memory is even more clear than the presents I received or the food that we actually ate. Sure, I was probably more of a hindrance those first few years, and yes, it probably would have been much faster and cleaner and easier without my help. But I have some great memories, and I know that my mom does, and I know that my grandmother did as well. So how can you share the experiences of the season a little more fully with those around you or even yourself? Slow down. Stop rushing to get it all done. Be present and embrace the experience of the season. Make memories. And our last item on the list originally was see the lights. The revised version is of this one is be the light. The tool for this show today is be present for Christmas, or you can insert any holiday here that you choose to celebrate. Be present in all you do. And folks, this is a great one year round, especially this time of year. Share your heart light. Allow your goodness to radiate out into the world. Be the light of your authenticity and share it with everyone you meet. Let your truth shine. Being the light is allowing you to be who you are and allowing others to see that beauty and that wonder. So again, let's recap these beautiful new items on this list. Excuse me. The first item is to be present. That just means being in the here and the now. We're not making stuff up about what's going to happen. We're not worried about how people are going to act. We're not worried about whether the gifts are the perfect gifts or not. Be present simply means to be you, be here, be now. Just experience what is going on. There is nothing more beautiful than to give you to everyone that you meet. The second adjusted item on the list was wrap someone in a hug. We've talked about it many times. You cannot give a hug without receiving one. It's a beautiful way to show someone that you care. It's a beautiful way to show someone that you are expressing love. It's a beautiful way just to be. The third item on the list was send love. Again, like a hug, the more you give love, the more you receive love. Beautiful, beautiful gift that you give you and everyone else. The next item on the list was donate food. Please, please, please find a way that you can make a difference in someone's life, whether it's food or clothing or gifts, whatever it is. One of the homes in just around the corner from here burned down just the other night. So the whole community is coming together and they're giving food and they're giving this the clothing and they're buying gifts and presents for the kids. It's giving love, it's sending love. So again, beautiful. The next item on the list was make memories. Folks, we can do that in everything we do. When we're present, when we're not just going through the motions, when we are allowing our heart to be involved, we make memories. And then the last item on the list is be the light. When you are present, when you're giving your love, when you're expressing your heart in everything you do, you are a light. You're a light for the world to see. And nothing more will ever outshine that. So shine your light. Thank you so much for listening in today. I invite you to follow the Life's Toolbox page where you will find daily affirmations to help brighten your day, links to this show, the archive shows, and lots of other goodies as well. Also, please visit my website at www.kennybrixey.com to find out about my books, my personal and spiritual growth workshops, coaching programs, corporate events, team development events, seminars, and lots of other things that I've got my hands in. I'm adding, I have added emotional release work to my services to assist you in moving beyond all that keeps you away from the life that you desire. And a new product that I have not completed yet. I haven't put it up on anything, but beginning in January, starting in the middle of January, moving up to Valentine's Day, I'm going to be offering a free 21-day online workshop about enriching your relationships. And while this event is written for folks who are in committed relationships, everyone will be able to find some pretty incredible tools to help you enhance and enrich every relationship you have going on. Information on this is on the way soon and will be available on my website and social media pages. So please, whatever you do, follow me there. Again, the website is www.kennybrixey.com. I want to take a moment before we get out of here, and I want to say, I just want to send my deepest gratitude out to Brent Carey for creating this amazing resource for empowered living that is Empower Radio. Folks, if you listen to other shows here on Empower Radio, you're going to know that there's something there that's going to touch your heart. And then share those shows with your friends and your family, your loved ones. In doing that, you are raising the level of love in this world, and we can all use that. Thanks to my producer, Mark. He is an amazing member of the Empower Radio family and an awesome producer for Life's Toolbox, as well as several other Empower Radio shows. Be sure to listen to those other shows. I can't express that enough. Empower Radio is a gift to this world. And I'm not saying that just because I'm on here. I'm saying that because there are some beautiful shows that I invite you to listen to. So listen to them. Share them. Spread love. Until next week and beyond, be present in all you do. Happy holidays to everyone. Merry Christmas to those of you that are celebrating Christmas. Be the light. Be present. Love and peace.